Good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about prenatal counseling on seasonal influenza vaccination and seasonal influenza vaccination among pregnant women in LA County and its findings from our Los Angeles Mommy and Baby Project. And I'm presenting on behalf of my colleague Yagishi Nazinyan, he also goes by Josh, and Margaret Chow. I have no disclosures. So, as many people know, LA County is a very popular, it's the most populous county in the United States. And in 2012 alone, we had over 130,000 live births. So that equates to about every 30 babies born in the U.S., one lives in LA County. So pregnancy is shown to be a risk factor for increased illness, death, and influenza-related complications during pandemic and seasonal influenza. Possible reasons could include hormonal changes, changes in respiratory and cardiovascular system, and immunologic alterations. Influenza increases the risk of pregnancy complications and adverse pregnancy outcomes, such as premature labor, preterm birth, low birth weight, and fetal death. Influenza vaccination is proven to effectively reduce morbidity and mortality from influenza. Taking into account the potential of flu vaccine for influenza prevention and the fact that no study to date has shown an adverse consequence of inactivated influenza vaccine in pregnant women or their offspring, CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, and ACOG recommend vaccinating all pregnant women with inactivated influenza vaccine during the influenza season, regardless of gestational age. Reaching maximal effect of vaccination on population level is possible only through gaining optimal vaccination coverage. Promoting influenza vaccination among pregnant women is one of the efforts to increase influenza vaccination coverage in this population group. Taking the above set into account, ACOG recommends healthcare providers to counsel pregnant women on influenza vaccination during prenatal visits. Previous research suggests that prenatal influenza vaccination counseling is associated with increased chances of influenza vaccination in pregnant women. And this was from the Rhode Island Crowns data. So the study question was, what is prevalence of prenatal counseling on seasonal influenza vaccination in pregnant women in LA County? And also, what are the racial and ethnic disparities in receiving prenatal counseling on seasonal influenza vaccination in LA County? And lastly, what is the association between influenza vaccination during pregnancy and prenatal counseling on influenza vaccine in pregnant women in LA County? The data source includes our 2010 Los Angeles Mommy and Baby Land Survey. It's a cross-sectional population-based survey and stratified random sample of LA County moms who recently delivered a live birth. It collects information on events before, during, and shortly after pregnancy. And it's an ongoing project, biannual, so every 2 years. Inclusion criteria included LA mom residents who just recently gave live birth. Their baby is either 0 to 7 months old. And the procedures included the population data was obtained from birth certificate data from 2010. And stratified random sampling scheme was used by age, race, ethnicity, and service planning providing area with a sample size of greater than 6,000. Participants were mailed a self-administered survey in either English, Spanish, or Chinese, and subsequently some received a phone interview. This was mostly non-respondents. Strategies used to improve response rate were an introduction letter was sent, first mailing, postcard reminders were sent, second mailing was done, and there was a $25 gift card incentive as well. And this is an ongoing project, it's every 2 years, and the adjusted response rate in 2010 was 57% with an N of 6,593. Statistical analyses included univariate analysis, bivariate analysis, logistic regression modeling was used to control for potential confounders, and all the analyses were done in SAS 9.3. There were two models. The first model looked at the dependent variable, which was prenatal influenza counseling. The independent variable, race, ethnicity, and the confounders that were controlled for were age, education, and health insurance plan, which included Medi-Cal, private plan, and self-pay. Second model looked at influenza vaccination and its effects on prenatal influenza counseling, with potential confounders controlling for age, education, race, ethnicity, and also health insurance plan. The prenatal counseling question that was asked were, here are some concerns that a doctor, nurse, or other healthcare worker may talk about during a prenatal care visit. Please count only discussions, not reading materials or videos. Did you get a flu vaccine during pregnancy? And the answer is were yes, no, or don't know. And the influenza question that was asked was, did you receive these vaccines during your pregnancy? And we only assessed for seasonal flu. And results, so the 2010 LAM demographics, for example, were there were over 6,500 respondents to the survey with an estimated response rate of 56%. The average age of moms at delivery was 29 years, plus or minus 7 years. And they were predominantly Hispanic, 61.3%, with 12% Asian Pacific Islander. Overall, 69.9% of mothers received potential prenatal influenza vaccination counseling. A high proportion of white respondents received influenza vaccination counseling, 79.6%, followed by Asian Pacific Islanders at 70.4%, African Americans at 67.1%, and Hispanic mothers at 66.7%. Looking at the unadjusted or crude odds ratios, all racial and ethnic groups have significantly lower prenatal influenza counseling rates when compared to their white counterparts. After controlling for potential confounders, maternal education, age, and health insurance plan during pregnancy, some racial disparities continue to exist. Compared to white mothers, APIs were less likely to receive prenatal counseling on influenza vaccination. The difference in counseling prevalence between white, African American, and Hispanic mothers was not significant. Overall, less than half of the mothers received influenza vaccine during pregnancy. And these are the results of multivariate analysis studying the association between influenza vaccination during pregnancy and prenatal counseling on influenza vaccine. The results are adjusted to race, ethnicity, age, maternal education, and health insurance plan. As you can see, pregnant women who reported prenatal counseling on influenza vaccination are more likely to get vaccinated when compared to those who weren't counseled. In fact, the adjusted odds ratio is over 17, which indicated very strong association. You can also see that over 60% of respondents reporting counseling received a flu shot. At the same time, only 13% of respondents who did not report counseling received a flu shot. Conclusions. More than 30% of LA County moms who had a live birth in 2010 did not receive prenatal counseling education or education on seasonal influenza vaccination. More than half of LA County moms who gave live birth in 2010 did not report getting seasonal influenza vaccination during pregnancy. Significantly lower prevalence of seasonal influenza vaccination counseling was observed in API mothers when compared to their white counterparts. And there is a very strong association between getting seasonal influenza vaccine during pregnancy and prenatal counseling education on seasonal influenza vaccination, suggesting that a prenatal counseling education on seasonal influenza vaccination may play an important role in increasing seasonal influenza vaccination coverage among pregnant women in LA County. Study strengths and limitations include the strengths being that it's a population-based survey. And it's generalizable back to the population. It includes main racial subgroups, oversampling relatively small, and low response subgroups, including African Americans. And the study population includes undocumented immigrants. Some limitations include non-response, and counseling is self-reported after several months, so there could be recall bias as well. Public health health implications of our study include healthcare providers should counsel educate all pregnant women on the importance of seasonal influenza vaccination during pregnancy, regardless of their race, ethnicity, health insurance type, and level of education. Women should be encouraged to initiate discussion on influenza vaccination with their providers during prenatal care visits. And that concludes. We wanted to acknowledge the LAM team for their dedication to this project and also the countless mothers who took the time to complete the survey. And this is my colleague's contact information.